Very good afternoon, Acadiana. Welcome to Cane Radio's Chip Shots. Teddy Sliman with you here, along with Ralph Boxcar Bergeron. Give us a call, 367-1240 is our number. We're going to jump on board and talk a little golf over the next hour or so. Happy to be here with you and take your phone calls. How are you today, Boxcar?
Doing pretty good, Ted. How about yourself?
Great. Beautiful day. What a gorgeous week for doing anything outdoors, especially golf. It was marvelous from Thursday on. Got a little golf in and certainly enjoyed that. Let's thank our sponsors while we're on a roll here. Coca-Cola Company, certainly want to thank Mr. Lee Tatford for his contribution to all the things we do here at Cane Radio, mostly sports, of course. Tabasco and the McElhinney Company, Cecily Mel and Angie Sharbert. We've got to give away a shirt today, Boxcar. I got a couple of t-shirts as well as a golf shirt, Sugarcane Festival t-shirts, promos there. So we'll give away those at some point during the broadcast. And also want to make a note that they're having an event here at 6 o'clock. So in between our show and the Brent Indes show, never forget 9/11. Of course, today is the 16th anniversary of that horrible day, and it's called Patriots Day 2017, remembering the victims and heroes of September 11th, and that's going to take place right here at Bulini Plaza. So beware of that coming downtown. Continuing with thanking our sponsors, our local golf club, Squirrel Run, Spanish Trail, Sugar Oaks, and, of course, the golf balls, golfballs.com, the new golfballs.com.
Yeah, well.
Really new to me. Woo!
Yeah, we had a chance to go by there this past week, and they're doing pretty good. Weather has got everybody excited to play golf again. I think people had cabin fever, you know, so they've been pretty swamped out there. Got some new TaylorMade clubs coming out. The new Pings are selling real well, the G 400 series. And, you know, of course, this time of the year when we kind of mix in golf and a lot of football in, if you want to show your team spirit at any of your favorite sporting events, they can put the UL logo on any kind of merchandise at all that you want to put it on. And they have a nice selection of LSU gear as well as Saints. And actually, if you're even from another part of the country and just, you know, relocated down here, if you walk in the back, it's like a Christmas warehouse. They've got every team, really, logo available. So real wide selection, largest under-the-roof retailer in Louisiana and really in the Deep South. And, of course, one of the nation's largest Internet dealers as well. So go by and see Andy Melanson and the gang at golfballs.com. They are on Arnold Boulevard in Lafayette. If you're heading toward the mall, that's just past the Grand Theater on your right. When you see the Piccadilly, that's Arnold Boulevard right next to Harbor Freight Tools. They're open Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and on Saturdays from 9 a.m. until 9 to 6 on Monday through Friday, and 9 to 4 on Saturdays.
Great, great. You know, with all the hurricanes hitting east of us and west of us, Cane Radio, along with a lot of other people, are being very generous and, you know, contributing a lot to help the poor people that's been hit by these hurricanes. And we're going to have a listener appreciation concert. It's free Friday, September 22nd, right here at Cane Radio in the foyer. Several bands are going to be out here starting at 10 a.m. T.K. Hewland, the Country All-Stars, which features Kip Sonier, Steve Grzaffi, Jeff Dugan, and Tony Bruce. And then Warren Storm and Willie T right after that. And then concluding the event will be Andy Smith, probably around 1:30 or so. You can bring your own, you know, food and drink to listen to the band. But we ask you to bring a donation for the Galveston Food Bank, which is what we've teamed up with, along with Electrical Innovators and Bally Asian Cuisine, to help bring the foods and whatever you bring, you know, toiletries or whatever, to help the poor people in the Houston area. And I'm sure the Florida people are coming up next with us helping in that some way, shape, or form. And then down with golf, like I said, beautiful weekend. Wow. You know, what an awesome weekend for all the golf courses in the area. I'm sure they took a sigh of relief. Down at Spanish Trail, it's been a while, but I have never announced the area play winners from August 22nd. I'm just getting the information, so why not do that? Christina Pop won first gross in the first flight. Maria Prados won first gross in the second flight. And Penny Stanford won first gross in the third flight. And ladies' area play next will be up at Sugar Oaks beginning tomorrow. at 9 o'clock. And then the shot of the month out at Spanish Trail was Otto Bone. He aced the 17th hole. And some other good shots, nice shots. George Miller had an eagle on 10. Kenny DeLone had a 69. Garrett Terrio had a 62. That's a 9 under par.
And that must be pretty close to the course record. Huh?
I got to believe it is. I was thinking 63 was, because back in the day, 63 was a course record at all the area courses, and I haven't heard of anybody breaking them. So Garrett must be the new course record at Spanish Trail.
And I guess the kind of the cool thing about that, well, yeah, because, I mean, you would know better than I, but originally Spanish Trail was a 9-hole course that they made into an 18-hole, but after they made it into 18 holes, it hasn't changed, has it?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I think they might have moved around a tee box or two, like number 8 or something, you know.
Yeah.
But basically, the layout's been pretty much the
same. Because I always thought
Curly's the one that built that golf course, you know.
Okay.
It used to be a par 3 course.
Right.
You know,
okay.
Where the driving range is, you can see they had a little par 3s, you know, 100-150-yard par 3s.
Okay.
And then Curly took that when he took it over and did the front 9,
okay.
You know, which is now the back 9. Along with the par 3, and then he shut down the par 3 and did which is now the front 9.
You see, I learn something new every day. But what I would always what I was kind of alluding to is that I always thought at Sugar Oaks there should have been 2 course records: the old course record and the new course record. Because when y'all redid it, it was a totally different golf course. You know.
Yeah, we had a lot of lakes.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of lakes.
A lot of lakes. You know. So I mean,
no,
I know,
Lala still holds a 63. You know.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying. You know, I think a 65 out there right now would be pretty comparable to the 63 back then. You know, the ball used to roll a lot further back then too.
I think it did. Right, and back at Spanish Trail, they punched and aerified their greens. They should be finishing the day. As I was out there, they were doing that, and they for the second time had to postpone their club championship. It's going to be October 7th and 8th, and they also have a tournament coming up this weekend, the Como Baseball Tournament this weekend. And then down at Squirrel Run, they got a couple of tournaments coming up September 16th, which also is this Saturday, EP Bros Golf Tournament, and then Highland Baptist on the 29th of September. GolfNow.com, you can get a really cheap rate at Squirrel Run if you book online, really reduced rate. And of course, they had that club championship this weekend. 47 players teed it up in this beautiful weather and participated. It was a nice turnout. Along with nice weather, the champion was my nephew, Kenley Jones, fired 68, 73, 141. Second gross was Scott Shea with 72, 75, 147. Then Danny DePlantis was third with 151.
Wow, I'd have lost a lot of money betting on that.
Yeah, really.
Not necessarily on Kenley, but I mean, there was this
the favorite,
one,
Brody,
yeah.
Shot 77, 78, which was very disappointing and astounding to me. You know, I didn't think he was even capable of shooting that high a score.
Shooting that, right.
Eric Indes had a 72 in the last round. Playing from the goals, I think that's pretty
that's
astounding.
Really good.
Pretty much put an asterisk by that. That's yeah.
But Kenley ended up with a 6-shot victory?
Yes, 6-shot victory.
That's pretty nice.
And I think it was Jim Prejean was telling me as I was writing down these scores, he said Kenley double bogeyed the second hole and Scott birdied it. So like they were tied, or Scott might have even been one ahead at the end of 2 or 3 holes. So.
Wow.
And then Stephen Spears won the net with a 138. Then in the President's Flight, Scott Brettrager, 153, was a champ. And Darren Duyon, 143, was a net champion. And then the senior division, the champion was Dr. Bert Bujard with 159. Glenn Biro was a net winner. And then the ladies division, Dawn DeCluitt, 180. And Jenny Williams was a net winner. So congratulations to all those people. Congratulations for just playing in the darn thing.
Well, that's what I was going to say. I mean, it's refreshing to see that, you know, they actually had participation. And that's probably the most they've had in a club championship in quite some time.
Right, exactly. And that's good to see, like you said. Then, of course, I said coming up is going to be the Catholic High School Brent Indes Show. Well, they're having a fundraising golf tournament, the Big Red Classic, to help raise funds for the football team there. It's going to be at Squirrel Run Saturday, October the 7th. And I think it's a 3-person scramble. No, it's a 4-person scramble. And also coming up at Squirrel Run, the Lafayette Lions Club fundraiser. And this provides eye care and glasses for area children, underprivileged children. It's a four-person scramble. It's going to be Saturday, October 28th, $125 per player, but they give away cash prizes, door prizes, and, of course, food and drink before, during, and after play. But there seems to be some conflict here because I got this flyer a little while back from Kevin saying that they're trying to start this Jimmy Picard Invitational Tournament in honor of the man that so many loved at Squirrel Run, and it's on the same weekend, October 27th and 28th. So I'm going to have to find out if this thing is going to come to fruition.
Yeah, because I don't think he would have
made
that
mistake. Can't have two tournaments, same time. Okay, then back down at Sugar Oaks, we said ladies' area play will be tomorrow, and hopefully we'll get the results of that. Thanks to Mr. Les Champagne for getting me these results of the Saturday shootout at Sugar Oaks. And darn it, box score, if I'd have known, I could have played when we played Sunday.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was taking place. I'd love to put up my $6 and play in those.
I meant to tell you $7, but I meant to tell you because they had some guys as I was waiting for you to come to the golf course, and they were putting their money. It's like an honor system. You just put your money in an envelope and put it in the box, you know.
The scorecard.
And they were signing up, and, you'd have
And it's
probably,
blind draw, you know what I mean?
Right.
It's fun. And I like to, you know, help participate and support those kind of things, especially.
Now, what handicaps do they use for that? I mean, do you have to
They do their own, you know, just like what we do in the Pro-Am. I think mine for that is 34.
Is that what Ronnie was doing with that computer?
Could be. Okay. You know, I know he keeps track of his own little games, scores, kind of like what Bob does for us. But.
Gotcha.
All right, and the winners of the shootout were Ron Cuckoo Gary and Dave Swallow. They were plus 10, perfect score, and won $25. Second place went to Keith Bernard and Dave Cavalier, $15 each. And third place went to Olin Granger and Duck DeRees. They won $10.
So they have a cap on that plus 5?
I imagine so. The next scheduled one is going to be for the end of this month, the 30th and the 1st of October. And once again, thanks to Mr. Les Champagne, the secretary of the MGA. And he told me today he's 81 years old, and over the weekend he shot his age. Mm. And we sat out there and had a cup of coffee, and as we were talking, he said, you know, Teddy, I've shot my age when I was 77, 78, 79, 80, and now 81. And I got to thinking, man, that's 5 years in a row. I wonder what the record is.
Yeah, huh?
You know, that would be interesting to know what the record is for someone shooting their age in consecutive years, because it's not an easy thing to do, you know?
No.
The older you get, the harder the game gets.
Yeah.
Okay, also at Sugar Oaks, they had a Twilight Scramble. That's on Wednesdays, and they had it on the 6th. First place went to Glenn Dupuis and Olin Granger. And a tie for second with Ron Cuckoo Gary and Jim Frith, along with Stafford Deku and Mark Ummy. And they won $5. And no results from the Gator Golf Club. Their next event is going to be September the 16th. This coming Saturday at Lynx on the Bayou in Alexandria. And then, of course, our Community First Bank Pro-Am treks to Vermilion Oaks in Abbeville. This Thursday, hopefully the weather will be good. I think it will be.
Saw it today.
Yeah, it looks pretty nice.
10% chance of rain, but I'll take that percentage with, 80s and what these cool breezes. I don't mind playing into the wind when it's like cool breeze, you know.
Well, you're not kidding there.
Felt good again today. So, yeah, looking forward to – I'm just disappointed that you're heading another direction.
Yeah,
heading
to Texas.
Yeah.
All right.
Who'd ever thought you could have gave – I'd have lost so much money if you'd ever said, Teddy Sliman's going to Texas to watch a UL football game.
I know. That's pretty amazing, huh?
Yeah.
It's kind of like an oxymoron. But I'm doing it anyway.
What you would do for your kids.
You're right, absolutely. Both of them.
I know.
Supporting UL for one,
yeah,
for my son.
Yeah.
I want to see my daughter. Lauraville had that fundraising tournament at Sugar Oaks, as you noted to the other day. 17 teams, three-person scramble, and first place went to Iberia Medical Center in the girls division. Jacob Friu, Chris Viator, and Eric Indash shot 12 under 60. And first net, Bayroid Transportation, Scott Angel, Don Alexander, and Scott Brettrager, 55. And then the LSU men's golf team played junior Nathan Johnson, fired a 3-under par 69 in Sunday's final round to lead the LSU men's golf team to a fourth-place finish in their fall opener Sunday at the Carpet Capital Collegiate Classic at the Forum Golf
Club. Carpet Capital Collegiate Classic. That's a lot of C's.
I guess they did that on purpose. All right, and then UL's currently playing in the Sam Hall Intercollegiate in Hattiesburg, and last I checked on the internet, they were doing about as bad as they could do. They were in second to last place. And, you know, Theodore only has seven players. He usually carries 10 or 11 players. He lost some. Some of them, you know, got homesick and went back to Iceland.
Yeah.
Imagine that. And, you know, he's got no competition, inner squad competition.
Right.
So I don't think he's going to be too strong this year. Then finally, the LGA had its last event, the Net Amateur Championship for the year. Chad Belanger of Zachary fired a 2 under par 69 to win the LGA Net Championship at Coxsackie Pines by 4 strokes over Ken Alexander of Lafayette. And that's about it for the local stuff.
Well,
I want to make one announcement
since
we're on the local stuff. I already did the listener appreciation. Yeah, I did that already. So didn't forget to do that. Just got two flyers here. That's why. Anything you got?
Well, I got some state stuff, but why don't we you had some more local, you said?
No, I'm done.
Okay. Yeah, let's take a break. In fact, we'll come out the break, try to give away one of these T-shirts or golf shirts. We'll see what we're going to do.
Combo. You give away both at one time.
Not to the same person.
Yeah.
No, no. No, we have two different winners.
No, we're not.
Yes.
We're going to do the same thing on the Brent Indes show because we just don't have time to take too many phone calls.
We don't? We got nothing but time, buddy.
One winner.
As Clint Black would say, we're just killing time.
You want to take a break or you want to kill time?
Well, okay. Let's take a break then. Coming back with, and you're going to be a... what if they're, like, different sizes?
We'll fix them.
Okay.
We'll fix them up.
All right.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
For over 30 years, Squirrel Run Golf Club has been New Iberia's premier golf community. Opened in 1986, Squirrel Run has become known as a location for golf where the whole family can enjoy. Each year, new golfers are tested by a challenging 18 holes of golf. Golf tournaments and outings at Squirrel Run are great ways to get together on the golf course. Memberships are available for those interested in joining Squirrel Run. Reserve your next tee time with Squirrel Run by contacting the Pro Shop at 337-367-0863. Squirrel Run, Darby Lane, New Iberia.
The GolfBalls.com retail center features 20,000 square feet of golf equipment and gear and is the largest golf retailer in Louisiana. While it lasts, check out their summer clearance sale, where you'll find marked down prices on shirts, shoes, clubs, and more from brands such as Callaway, Bridgestone, Under Armour, and TaylorMade. Located in the Boulevard Shopping Center on Arnold Boulevard next to Harbor Freight Tools, and of course online at golfballs.com. We're in your bag.
Sugar Oaks Golf Course, located at 4002 Sugar Oaks Road, is an 18-hole regulation golf course. This medium yardage layout has adequate length, wide fairways, and not too difficult approach shots. Sugar Oaks Golf Course is a semi-private course that's open to the public. Our guest rates are very attractive, and our monthly dues are accommodating. Give us a call for your tee time. That's Sugar Oaks Golf Course in New Iberia. Phone 337-364-7611. 364-7611.
Kane Radio, AM 1240, the voice of the Tesh. Now you're tuned in to What's Happening.
Welcome back to Chip Shot, Steady Slimin', Ralph Boxcar Badger. And remember this number if you want to win a shirt Boxcar's fixing to give away. Shirt or shirts, depending on how many people call. 367-1240, nonetheless. It's been 2 weeks since you and I got together, Boxcar. We took Labor Day off.
Yeah.
A lot of golf had been going on the national scene since then, but none this past weekend. So we do have some things to talk about, but I'm sure you got something up your sleeve there.
Yeah, I got a couple of things I wanted to talk about. But, you know, did want to say, did enjoy getting a chance to play a couple of times with you, during the past weekend, and a lot of fun. I hope you had a good time at the Tiger game Saturday.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I played in a little tournament in Abbeville Saturday to benefit breast cancer awareness, the Link to Pink, and they had a really nice turnout. And then, of course, the Pro-Am is going to be there again this Thursday, so that should be a lot of fun. But I tell you what we'll do right now. We're going to take the first two callers that call at 367-1240. We'll give the first caller their choice of a golf shirt or the Sugar Cane Festival T-shirt, and the next caller will get whatever's left over, okay? So we'll take the first two callers right now at 367-1240. 1240.
I can only take one at a time, though.
Well, I understand that, but after we give them their choice, then we'll take the next person, okay?
Okay.
It's a pretty simple concept. You know, two is one after the other.
Two is bigger than one.
Okay.
Yes.
So your choice of either about a $70 golf shirt or a priceless Sugarcane Festival t-shirt. 367-1240 is the number to call in to win. But some exciting news, I thought, coming out of Baton Rouge, Teddy, in that Topgolf, the fast-growing Dallas-based company that operates high-tech. Oh, look at that. First caller right now. Let's see what they want.
Hello.
Hello. You're on the air with Chip Shots.
Uh-huh.
Who's this?
This is Barbara Board.
Hi, Barbara.
And Barbara, would you like the Tabasco golf shirt or the Sugarcane Festival t-shirt?
I think I'd like the golf shirt.
I think that's a wise choice.
Nice. What size?
A large.
A large. You're going to come pick that up right here at the studios, right? 107 East Main, or rather West Main. Right next to Victor's. We'll have it ready for you tomorrow.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for
calling
in and thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening.
Okay, bye-bye.
We appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Box score.
You see, so we got our first winner. So the next caller at 367-1240 will get the official Sugarcane Festival t-shirt. And, of course, that'll come in handy when you're at the Fay Dodo and enjoying all the rides and activities and all that good stuff that goes along with the festival.
Yeah, I got some nice fluorescent colors, too, here right in front of me.
There we go. 367-1240. I think we have a winner. Oh. Let's try it again. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Well...
Call back if you...
yeah, absolutely.
Hit
that speed dial and
call
back.
Yeah, we have a t-shirt ready for you to wear, like at the Fay Dodo, you said? That's a good place to wear it.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's going to be right here. There we go. Got it?
Now we got some connection. Hello, you're on the air with Chip Shots.
Hey, I'm not the same person that called, but my name is Karen.
Hey, Karen.
Hello.
All right, Karen. Well,
you a nice shirt.
Nice Sugarcane Festival t-shirt.
Yes, sir.
What size you want? Is that for you?
A large.
Okay, a large.
All right, we'll just come by the studios at 107 West Main next to Victor's and pick it up.
Karen,
Karen
knows where we are.
All right.
I know. You're right. Thank you.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks,
appreciate
Karen.
It.
Appreciate it. All right.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. You got a lot of female listeners.
Well,
you know, Karen owns this Surplus Supply right on the corner of Center Street and what's that by the weather?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Oh, cool. And
a faithful listener too.
Well, that's awesome. Topgolf has applied for a permit to build a 55,000 square foot facility at the site of the old Tinseltown Movie Theater near I-10 and Segan Lane. The City Parish Planning Commission is scheduled to vote, and this, of course, is in Baton Rouge, at its October 16th meeting on the Topgolf site plan and on rezoning the land at 10955 North Mall Drive to allow for alcoholic beverage sales. Caroline Jerome, a Topgolf spokeswoman, said there's no confirmed timeline for the Baton Rouge location, but typically it takes about 10 to 12 months to build a facility. She said, we've had our sights set on Louisiana for a while, and we're evaluating our options. We hope to announce our first Louisiana location sometime soon. In March 2016, Topgolf announced it was eyeing a number of markets across the South for potential locations, including Baton Rouge and New Orleans. And some of those locations are coming to fruition. Earlier this year, it was revealed that Topgolf and a group of New Orleans investors were teaming up to build a location at the site of the old Times Picayune building by the Pontchartrain Expressway. They're also going to be opening a location in Huntsville, Alabama, in the very near future. Topgolf, which was founded...
Call back.
All right. Topgolf, which was founded in 2000, has 33 locations worldwide in cities such as Atlanta, Tampa Bay, Florida, in Houston, Dallas, and Austin, Texas, but they're having another 16 locations opening soon. Players hit golf balls that are equipped with microchips that track accuracy and distance and score each drive. Each location has a full bar selling beer, wine, and cocktails, along with a menu featuring dishes such as hamburgers, wings, and flatbreads. According to Topgolf, each location creates more than 500 jobs. And 37% of the guests are non-golfers, and which, you know, to me is astounding. But I can tell you, my own daughter went to the location in Houston when she was working there and loved it. Said it was, just had the time of her life, you know. And she had never picked up a golf club before in her life.
All right, let's see if we got a caller on the line. Hello, you're on the air with Chip Shots. Hello.
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 How come I'm not getting any sound over the internet on your website?
I don't know.
I can't answer that. We should be streaming if you're listening on the internet.
Well, we're out here in California. We checked on three different computers. I thought it was my computer.
Wow. I'll have to check into that, but, you know, I mean, normally we're streaming, but how's things in California? Wow.
It's been like that for 2 days.
Oh, well, we definitely have to
I love your station. Love the station.
Yes, sir.
Well, thank you. We appreciate it.
We'll definitely pass that on to the technical person who takes care of that.
Yeah, keep trying. Keep listening, though.
Thank you, sir.
Appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
All right, thanks for the call.
Okay, well.
California.
Okay, so I guess we're not streaming live.
Boy, just when I said we won't get any phone calls.
We should have given him a golf shirt just for calling from California.
Next time I go to California, I'll bring him one.
I could have sent it back with my daughter when she comes in to visit, you know. But anyway, so that's good news, Teddy. I think Topgolf in a college town like Baton Rouge is going to be a huge hit.
Oh yeah, kids love that.
And that should be
My nephew, Logan, had in Houston, this very same place, had his bachelor party there.
It was awesome. Yeah,
that's a
big thing. Bachelor parties, birthday parties. You know, so that's good news and should be a you know, kind of a boom to the to get it, people, you know, the first
to
step
the game
getting,
to me.
Yeah, getting somebody to want to play is to get a golf club in their hands.
Absolutely.
You know? And when you can combine fun and with that, you know, what a great way to hopefully get some more golfers out on the real golf courses after that. Mm-hmm. And just one other local thing I wanted to mention, and I know you probably know a lot more about this man than I do, but I was reading Dan McDonald's column last week in the Daily Advertiser, and it was speaking about how Carr McCullough is stepping down after a 22-year stint as the first ever full-time executive director of the Louisiana Golf Association. And it went on to say that virtually all Louisiana courses are a part of a rating system and a computerized handicap network, which allows players to receive true handicaps where they play. And Mr. McCullough was instrumental in implementing that program statewide. The LGA conducts 8 statewide championship events and many other USGA national qualifying tournaments, and those are the ones that bring the most notoriety to the organization. But McCullough was quick to point out that 95% of the LGA's individual membership doesn't participate in those championships, but they do realize the value of the membership, especially with the handicap system. And they also have a program that if you're a member of the LGA, you get free carts at any of the Audubon courses, free subscriptions to Golf Digest, and all the other things that they try to make things better. So I didn't even know about the free carts at the Audubon courses.
No, I didn't either. You know, that's news to me.
And that's the Chafalaya, you know,
Wetlands
is, I think, yeah. All the Audubon Trail courses. So that's pretty cool. I think, I mean, I'm pretty sure it's only like about $30 a year to be a member of the LGA. So it's pretty nice thing. So he went on to say that a big addition was a big step was adding staff members. And in 2001, they added a director of member services and a championship director in 2011, with Logan Ray joining the LGA 5 years ago as assistant executive director. Kyle Nagelman serves as member services director. And they also have an intern from the PGA, USGA's PJ Boat Ride intern program. So Mr. McCullough said he feels good about stepping aside because he has some very capable hands to take over. He's worked many rules committees at the 16 U.S. Opens, 10 U.S. Amateurs, 8 U.S. Senior Opens, 4 Masters, and many other national and regional events. And he's recognized as one of the nation's foremost rule authorities. But you know what I didn't know about this gentleman, Teddy, is that he, before his career in sports business, he coached college basketball at wow. 4 schools, including Murray State, Marshall, and UNO. And he was the director of athletics and head basketball coach at Motlau, Tennessee College. So kind of a odd transition from a basketball coach to a director of a golf association. But I think he's done a very, very good job to promoting golf in Louisiana.
Very good. Well, why don't we take a break and then we'll get back unless you got some more stuff.
Well, I just had a couple more things.
Local?
Just the Jimmy Chicken Thomas Classic, which was washed out by Hurricane Harvey a week ago. So that's been rescheduled for November 12th and 13th at Oak Barn. And that raises funds for the UL golf team and is one of the major events staged by the Vermilion Lynx Club, which supports Cajun golf. The tournament includes a meet and greet with the team at 6:30 November 12th at Oak Barn, and they have a two-man scramble at 1 o'clock shotgun start for the 13th. So that's $200 per player, $400 a team. And if you want some information, you can call David Church at 280-2961 or Coach Theo Sliman at 962-3348. And just one last mention here. The Bill Bass Open is going to be held homecoming weekend. Four-person scramble that's set for November 17th. Shotgun start at Les Vosges, and they have morning and afternoon flights. And again, that helps raise funds for U.S. golf team, UL golf team as well. Entry fee is $150 a player, but if you're a member of the RCAF or the Vermilion Lynx, you get a $25 discount on entry fees. And last year, you and I got the privilege of playing in that event with your son and with Gerald Broussard. And that was a lot of fun.
I hope we get that invite.
Ooh,
again.
I hope we get that invite too, buddy.
All right, stay tuned. We'll be back in a bit with some national news.
For over 30 years, Squirrel Run Golf Club has been New Iberia's premier golf community. Opened in 1986, Squirrel Run has become known as a location for golf where the whole family can enjoy. Each year, new golfers are tested by a challenging 18 holes of golf. Golf tournaments and outings at Squirrel Run are great ways to get together on the golf course. Memberships are available for those interested in joining Squirrel Run. Reserve your next tee time with Squirrel Run by contacting the Pro Shop at 337-367-0863. Squirrel Run, Darby Lane, New Iberia.
We have a new player on the field and he's ready for kickoff with a delicious ice-cold Coca-Cola and the kick. Ice giving him a little trouble as a few cubes shake loose. He's probably going to pour it here, and he does. The glass is full. Can he go all the way? He did it! Oh, wow! And just listen to that fizz! That might have been the most refreshing thing that I've ever seen. Whew! Coca-Cola. Taste the feeling.
This is Harry at Electrical Innovators. Because of the recent devastation of Hurricane Harvey, I am partnering up with KANE Radio for donations of food, hygiene items, baby needs, cleaning supplies, and monetary donations.
You can bring your donations to 939 Jane Street or to the Kane Studios on Main Street next to Victor's Cafeteria. Let's all do our part to help our neighbors in need like they did for us during Hurricanes Rita and Ike.
The storm has passed, but the work has just begun. Electrical Innovators and KANE Radio caring about our neighbors and your safety.
Broadcasting between the Tash and the Tracks, it's KANE Radio, AM 1240.
Welcome back to Chip Shot, Steady Slime, and Ralph Boxer, Badger with you here. If you want to talk a little golf, 367-1240 is our number. We'd love to hear from you. Well, Boxcar, like I said, it's been a couple of weeks since we've had a show, and they had a FedEx Cup event over the Labor Day weekend, and it was won by Justin Thomas. Jordan Spieth finished second to him, as well as to DJ Dustin Johnson the week before. So Jordan's got 2 seconds in the first two FedEx Cups. And like I said, they took a break now, and they'll begin with the BMW Championship. The third leg of the FedEx Cup in Chicago this week. And what's it down to now?
70.
70. Yeah, and there's no cut in this one, right?
No cut in this one, but, of course, only the top 30 advance to the Tour Championship next week at East Lake Country Club. So, yeah, that's going to be interesting. And, you know, I ran across this story, which I thought, of course, and, you know, I have a little renewed interest in the FedEx Cup this year. I don't know if it's going to remain now that football's on, because I was kind of watching it before football started. But it is kind of interesting to see how the race is shaping up, and some of the prominent names that are still up there could provide for quite some excitement, because the points, you know, keep going up each week till you get to the finals. And theoretically, the way it's set up is that even the 30th player, if they win the event, could win the FedEx Cup, but of course the guy who's in, you know, first or second, they have to finish at the bottom. So it's never happened that way, but in reality, anybody in the top 10 going into the Tour Championship really has a pretty good chance of winning that $10 million prize. But what I found interesting was kind of a little background on this BMW Championship and how Luke Donnell helped Conway Forms secure that location as the site. Conway Forms is in Lake Forest, Illinois, and I looked that up today on the internet. Lake Forest, Illinois has a population of 19,000 people, so that's about half the size of New Iberia. Just think about that. But Luke Donald is a member over there, and he spent a year atop the world golf rankings, although he's kind of been forgotten as courses have been lengthened. But he's a dues-paying member at Conway Forms, and that's his home golf course. Now, he's not going to be in the event this year because he didn't make the top 70 in the race to the FedEx Cup. But he first played at Conway Forms as a freshman on the Northwestern golf team in 1997. The club's general manager, Todd Marsh, said the Wildcats practiced there once a week, and when Donald decided to turn pro, he graduated in 2001, and he called Marsh, and he said, look, I'm staying in the area. I want to become a member of the club. And he insisted on not being comped. He wanted to be a paying member. And the mayor of Lake Forest said he could have joined anywhere, but he wanted to become a member here, and he wanted to pay. And then he was instrumental in talking to PGA officials and offered Marsh and others at Conway Forms ideas about how to approach the PGA to host an event there. And said the tour was looking to move an event somewhere in the Chicago area. Donald said, I told them the North Shore was an opportune place to do it. I suggested they look at Conway. And behold, you know, they've had the event in 2013. They hosted the BMW Championship, which used to be called the Western Open, and then Cog Hills Run is the host in that area. And when the PGA Tour came to Lake Forest in 2013, Donald finished fourth, shooting 11 under par. Jim Furyk also felt at home that week, shooting a course record 59 in the second round and becoming the sixth guy in PGA Tour history to shoot a 59. So, pretty cool. Now, he's not going to be competing this year, as we said, but he's going to be playing around at Conway Forms with Sergio Garcia and others as he hosts a golf outing and dinner for the First Tee of Greater Chicago, an organization that introduces golf to young people. So,
yeah, it's a nice story.
Yeah.
Yeah, good for him. I like to see that, you know, supporting your local community. You know, like you said, he played for Northwestern and kind of honed his game there. You know, because he's originally from England.
And it's kind of, odd that a guy from England would choose Illinois as his home base, you know, because most of the, you know, when I was looking at Hurricane Irma and her path, and, of course, that it went, you know, more west than they originally projected. But at one time, Melbourne was kind of in that area. And I'm thinking, man, all these PGA Tour pros homes, you know, in that area.
Sure.
I mean, that's a...
And I don't think Chicago's not... They could get some of the rain from it if it continues on its path, you know, and still says some substance to it.
Yeah.
Then on the other tours, Colin Montgomery won on the Champions Tour, the first ever event held in Japan. First time the PGA of America has ever played in Japan. And Hall of Famer Colin Montgomery made all the putts he needed Sunday at Narita Golf Club on massive greens in the Japanese Airlines Championship for the first PGA Tour Champions event in Japan. 54-year-old Scott had two-putted for par on the, from a 50-foot range on the 18th hole to win by one stroke over Billy Mayfair and second-round leader Scotty McCarron. And so that's pretty cool there. And then on the ladies tour, Lexi Thompson had picked up her second win of the year and her ninth in her career as she picked up and won the Women's InTech Championship. She went wire to wire, which is pretty unusual. Lexi pulled away from Lydia Ko, who's having kind of a poor year, I think, Saturday. And she won the inaugural event, the Indy Women's Tech Championship, like I said, for her second victory on the Ladies PGA Tour.
Well, it's a pretty cool story too, Teddy, because she celebrated the victory in Indy 500 style. This, in case you don't know about this golf tournament, it actually ends inside the enclosure of the Indianapolis 500. They play it they play the nines in reverse order in order for that to happen. But of course the tradition for the winner of the Indianapolis 500 is to be doused in a milk bath.
Milk, yeah.
Yeah, and so after her win, she poured a quart of milk over her head, and she said, "I'm kind of regretting it now because I feel really gross." referring to the milk bath by a female champion, and she said, "I went around the track in a Corvette Stingray, which I also have one at home, and it was an amazing experience that made my day right there." So. Yeah, really great to see Lexi Thompson. And, you know, we again, kept looking for that great American hope and the LPGA Tour. And we've had, you know, Stacey Lewis definitely had some nice runs for a while and whatnot. But Lexi Thompson, with her age and still a long career ahead of her, she's now won 9 times on the LPGA Tour, and she's only 22 years old. Okay, so theoretically she should just be graduating from college and really, you know, entering on the tour. So with 9 career wins at age 22, we got to start looking at her as one of the top players in the world, you know, and that's something good to see with the Korean dominance that we've been seeing on the PGA Tour.
And then, you know, on the men's side, you're talking about young people. 23-year-old Matthew Fitzpatrick won his 4th European Tour event over the weekend. It was called the, European Masters at Carms, Montana, Switzerland. Anyway, Fitzpatrick beat third-round leader Scott Henn in a playoff. And the Englishman is a 2013 U.S. amateur champion. And like I said, he's only 23 years old and his 4th European win. So another youngster that's going to be someone to contend with.
And I have a feeling, it's just as, I don't know why, but this is a guy that I think one day is going to win the Masters. I think
Matthew Fitzpatrick?
Yeah, I really do.
Wow.
I just have
strange prediction.
I know. I'm just.
I don't even know his game.
Yeah, I mean, well, just write that down. Just,
all right. Let's.
In fact, he's going to be one of my picks next year in the pool.
We'll do that.
Okay.
Let's end this segment with the Walker Cup because we got the President's Cup coming up for the pros, but of course the Walker Cup is United States amateurs, and they play against Britain and Ireland, and they won in an unprecedented runaway that atoned for a big loss 2 years ago. 3 guys: Colin Morikawa and Doug Gwynn and Maverick McNealy all went 4-0. A first for a team in the Walker Cup history to lead the United States to a 19-7 victory Sunday in the biannual amateur matches at suburb Los Angeles Country Club in their North Course. And by the way, their North Course is going to host the U.S. Open a few years down the road in 2023 for the first time.
So, and to think they didn't even have the nation's best amateur, U.S. amateur, on their team in Sam Burns. Just imagine what would happen if he would have been on the team.
Yeah,
you know. But I like that name, Maverick McNealy.
Man, I do, too.
That's a great name.
And Matthew Fitzpatrick, I like that name as well.
So. I think Maverick McNealy's going to win the Masters one day, too.
Okay, well, maybe so, but he's going to have to.
Beat Matthew Fitzpatrick to do it.
Yeah. Like I said, they played the Los Angeles Country Club's North Course, which is going to host a USGA event. But they did an unusual thing on Saturday. They played a par 3 at 78 yards long, and the players had mixed feelings about it. Some of them really loved it. It was kind of like we always talk about the traditional 200-yard par threes. And some of them said this was a great change of pace, and, some of them didn't like it. But, I like what they did with that,
Yeah, so. I think it's I always – I don't know that you'd want to do it that short every time, but I still contend that the local courses, every one of them should have at least one par three that's 130 yards or less.
Well, you see, they did it just for that Saturday round. They had the privilege of doing that because it was match play and the format changes the next day. And I think it was a 3-day event.
That's actually a hard yardage for them because that's an in between yardage. They don't want to do is hit. I mean, most of them can hit their lob wedge 100 yards, but that puts so much spin on the ball where, you really got to be precise on judging the distance, So that's
I think out of the 16 players that played it, two of the matches didn't make it to that 15th hole. But the 16 players, only two birdies were recorded. So it wasn't like an easy shot.
Right.
That's what you're saying. They probably tucked the pin and did whatever.
Right. Oh, no. I mean, it is fun.
It's a change of pace. That's what you need to spice up the game, especially in an event like this.
Yeah. I mean, for a while when we were having to play number 6 of Sugar Oaks, is that little par 3, and it was about 100 yards, That was fun,
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's just, I don't know. I mean, I don't get the whole, making you hit a hybrid on par threes every time.
I just don't like that. I want to hit different clubs.
Not where par threes were built for, meant to be for. It was meant to.
You look at Augusta National; they got a great variety. The fourth hole is like 220 yards, a really hard long hole, but then 16's very short. It's a 7-iron for them.
Right.
12 is probably a 9-iron or an 8-iron. It should have been an 8-iron for Jordan Spieth.
Should have been at least an 8-iron and a good wedge, after.
At least a good wedge, huh?
Yeah.
And then what's the other par 3? Number 4, number 6. Oh, God, that's the one that goes down the valley. It's not very long.
It's a tedious
hole.
Right. Well, that's –
you don't just need length to make a hole hard.
No, I mean
that's the point.
But I and maybe it's just us getting old, but I'm telling you there, we it seems like we hit very few short irons into par 4. I mean par 3.
That's what astounds me about Eric getting back to that. He was 72,
I guarantee
79, 72.
And there's no hole from the goals. There's no hole at Squirrel. I would say they would be playing less than 180 for sure.
The second shot?
No, par threes.
Par threes. Yeah.
I would say the shortest might be 180 from, and that would be number 3 probably.
Goals. That's pretty astounding. I can't wait to see him. Congratulate him on that.
Well, I'm sure he'll be very humble about it.
Oh yeah, right.
In his typical fashion.
All right. Let's clear our last break, and then we'll wrap
talk
it up with
President's Cup.
Yeah.
Captain's picks.
Yeah, that sounds
good.
Not
surprised at the American picks, but the other ones international picks.
Okie doke. Stay tuned. You're listening to Chip Shots on Kane Radio.
The GolfBalls.com Retail Center features 20,000 square feet of golf equipment and gear and is the largest golf retailer in Louisiana. While it lasts, check out their summer clearance sale, where you'll find marked down prices on shirts, shoes, clubs, and more from brands such as Callaway, Bridgestone, Under Armour, and TaylorMade. Located in the Boulevard Shopping Center on Arnold Boulevard next to Harbor Freight Tools, and of course online at golfballs.com. We're in your bag.
Sugar Oaks Golf Course, located at 4002 Sugar Oaks Road, is an 18-hole regulation golf course. This medium yardage layout has adequate length, wide fairways, and not too difficult approach shots. Sugar Oaks Golf Course is a semi-private course that's open to the public. Our guest rates are very attractive, and our monthly dues are accommodating. Give us a call for your tee time. That's Sugar Oaks Golf Course in New Iberia. Phone 337-364-7611. 364-7611.
We have a new player on the field, and he's ready for kickoff with a delicious ice-cold Coca-Cola. And the kick. Ice giving him a little trouble as a few cubes shake loose. He's probably going to pour it here, and he does. The glass is full. Can he go all the way?
He did it! Oh, wow! And just listen to that fizz! That might have been the most refreshing thing that I've ever seen. Whew! Coca-Cola. Taste the feeling.
Find us online and streaming at Kane1240.com.
Kane Radio, AM 1240.
All right, welcome back to Chip Shots, our last segment here. If you want to talk a little golf with Teddy and Boxcar, 367-1240 is our number. Yeah. About 7 minutes left, Boxcar.
Yeah,
get away.
Well, I'm just getting kind of nervous because I got kickoff for my first Saints game of the year.
You don't have to worry. They're going to do it fine without you.
In 17 minutes. No, I have to see the opening kickoff, so I'll be out of here in a flash.
You can leave now if you want.
No,
that's how unimportant we are to you. It's okay.
Well, we got three calls today, so, man, we can't top that, right? Well, no, I mean, I didn't print, this is all I got printed out, but the President's Cup captain's picks were announced, and wasn't very surprised at Jim Furyk's picks. In fact, I think we were kind of debating whether or not he would pick Phil Mickelson, and he did indeed, and I think that combination of things, I think Phil's actually played pretty well this year. He hasn't won, but he's played pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
I think the other thing, though, is, of course, the factor that the experience and the leadership that he brings to the locker room.
Absolutely.
And so that wasn't a surprise. And I was really, really glad to see him pick another guy who I really like a lot and I think is a very underrated player, and that's Charlie Hoffman, mm-hmm. Who, again, another guy, very solid year, has been in a bunch of top tens this year. And I think he's just a likable guy, a guy that you could pair with just about anybody in the field.
Right.
And, you know, he doesn't do anything spectacularly, but he doesn't do anything poorly either. You know,
right. It says here he had a remarkably consistent season, but it didn't include a victory. But he edged out the thinnest margins from Kevin Chappell for mm-hmm. the final spot, leaving him off the team when it essentially came down to a single shot over a two-year window.
Wow.
That would have been borderline cruel to do that to him. One shot,
but of course,
over a two-year window.
Yeah,
you know,
but he didn't have to go by the numerical order.
No, but I'm just saying
that's how close
the thing was.
A razor thin, yeah. Yeah. Margins are.
And he's 40 years old, so he'll be a good addition with those younger guys. And like you said, anybody can play with him. He's so likable.
Laid back, yeah. He's just not a high-strung guy. He's gonna keep the ball in play, you know, just like I said, a steady player, you know. So
an assistant captain, Tiger Woods, will be on board, according to Captain Steve Stricker. And he said it would be a good thing to have him here. Guys are looking forward to it, and I know he's looking forward to it as well. He says he wants to get back in the mix. I know he's itching to get back out here, and this will be the first step for him. And there was a Tiger Woods sighting at the Rafael Nadal U.S. Open tennis match. He was there with his two kids.
Wow.
Along with a lot of other celebrities. But
Didn't hear that.
Yep.
But, well, it's good to see him, that, you know.
See, it was good to see him with his two kids, you know.
Yeah, but it's good to see him. Heck, his oldest must be a teenager by now, huh?
No. Well, yeah, maybe so. Teenager, 12, 13.
I bet you she's getting close, man.
Yep.
I would say she's at least Drew's age for sure.
Right, yeah.
And
then the President's Cup is going to be played at Liberty National in New Jersey. Of course, that's Donald Trump's.
Tell us who the national picks were, Ted, because I remember the one of them that Annabelle Lowry in, but I don't remember the other one.
For the United States?
No, for the international team.
I don't have that.
You don't have that?
Uh-uh.
It was that.
The Cabrera. Emilio.
Oh, Emilio Grillo and
Annabelle Lowry.
Yeah. Okay.
Then the other players for the United States is Dustin Johnson, Jordan Spieth, Justin Thomas, Daniel Berger, Ricky Fowler, Brooks Koepka, Kevin Kisner, Matt Kuchar, and Patrick Reed. And I saw Patrick Reed's going to have another kid. So
if we lose that, we would really need to just quit playing it.
Yeah, they're saying it's about to fizzle out anyway because we dominated. But Patrick Reed, like I said, is having another kid. I didn't realize this. He went to Georgia State and led them to two national championships there. But he originally went to Notre Dame, and he's a big Notre Dame fan.
Really?
But he didn't stay at Notre Dame, obviously. And they showed him getting on a plane with his pregnant wife, Julianne.
Huh.
And they were going to see Georgia and Notre Dame play up in South Bend. Of course, the Bulldogs won by
good game,
one
though.
Shot.
Yeah, by one shot. Oh, man.
All right, I got a little thing here.
Okay.
Western Golf Association announced Monday that Bones McKay will be inducted in the Caddy Hall of Fame on Wednesday prior to the BMW Championship at Conway Farms in Lake Forest, Illinois, as the tournament runs from Thursday to Sunday. It's a great honor for me, McKay said. I would like to share it with all the caddies at the golf clubs around the country, also my fellow PGA Tour caddies with whom I have such a great time. McKay was Phil Mickelson's caddy for 25 years. They combined for 41 wins on the PGA Tour. He also caddied for, I didn't realize all of this, Larry Mize, Scott Simpson, and Curtis Strange.
Strange. I tell you what, man, he must have been happy to get Phil's bag after some of those other ones. I mean, Larry Mize is a pretty cool guy, but Curtis Strange could be the biggest horses, you know what. Right. Oh, my goodness.
One more little thing here. Holding part of history is pretty cool at any place, but Pebble Beach has got to be even more astounding. Shooting the course record as a college golfer at Pebble Beach, that's got to be it, man. That's exactly what Texas Tech senior Hurley Long did on Saturday, shooting a second-round 61 in the Carmel Cup while representing the Texas Tech Red Raiders. His 11-under par 61 included a 45-foot birdie putt on the iconic par 3 17th and the 11-footer for birdie on the par 3 18th. So that's pretty cool. He beat out Tom Kite, David Duvall atop the Pebble Beach books.
All right, buddy.
Okay, go kick off.
Yeah, I'm going.
I can't hear antsy.
I know. I'm getting nervous, so I'm going to see you,
all right.
I guess, when you get back.
Go, bye.
All right, you playing Sunday or not?
Yes.
Okay.
Thanks for tuning in. Just a reminder, coming up at 6 o'clock at Bouligny Plaza, we have Patriots Day honoring the 9/11 victims and the Remembering the Victims and Heroes of 9/11. And then also our concert here. Listener appreciation concert with T.K. Hewland, Warren Storm, Willie T., Andy Smith. All of that's going to be happening Friday, September 22nd. Thanks for tuning in. Don't forget the CHS Brent Indes show is coming up after some news.
K-A-N-E Radio, AM 1240, New Iberia, the voice of the Tash.